Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov that's all about tefillah. So much tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, so much to daven for. We had many, many tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah. And we just discussed how the tefillah of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah has so many parts to it. Malchi, Sechonos, and Shofar. So the tefillah of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah is the longest Musaf of the year. The longest Musaf of the year. And it's a special tefillah that we only daven on the day of Rosh Hashanah. But there are some tefillahs, some brachas on Rosh Hashanah that are very similar in the nusach to a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov. We simply add a little bit. Just add a little bit to the bracha of the tefillah. One example of this is the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. We start the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, Malocha kol ha'ulam kulo b'chvodecha, v'yeida kol pa'ul ki atah fa'altam. We talk about Malchus Shamayim, and we daven that everyone throughout the world should recognize Malchus Shamayim. They should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created all of us and that we each have a special mission in this world. That's what we daven for in the beginning of that bracha. But then we segue into a nusach that we're very familiar with. The beginning of the bracha is a Rosh Hashanah digger bracha. But then the second half of the bracha seems like a regular bracha of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Katshena b'mitzvosecha, v'sein chalkena v'sarasecha, sabeinu mituvecha, v'samchena v'shuasecha, v'tar libeinu l'avdocha be'emes. We have a nusach that basically sounds like Shabbos and Yom Tov. But then we add, ki ato elokim emes u'dvorcha emes v'kayim lad. Tar libeinu l'avdocha be'emes, ki ato elokim emes u'dvorcha emes v'kayim lad. We add these two parts. Give us the Taras HaLev HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve you by MS because you are MS. Because you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu are MS and Dvarcha, your word, your Torah, your Ratzon is MS. We emphasize, we stress this idea of MS. Apparently MS on Rosh Hashanah is a major motif of the day. That's special. The Nusach of the second half of the Baruch is a Yom Tov Tikkun Nusach, but with a stress of Rosh Hashanah. That somehow this tefillah that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the Taras HaLev to serve Him be'emes, that's a motif, that's a theme of Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emes, and why in Rosh Hashanah are we davening specifically for that? Are we emphasizing this idea of emes? We know Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chosoma Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, that the signet ring, that the stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. We say Hashem Elokeichem emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. He's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is emes. What does that mean? What does that mean? Achosam Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. What is emes? Emes is something that's real. Something that's real. That's not fake. When you peel away all of the veneer, all of the layers, and you reveal the essence of someone or something, that's emes. That's the emes of that object. That's the emes of that individual. What does it mean? Chosam Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosam is MS because he's the ultimate reality of this world. He's real. You know, we all have different motivations. Sometimes we present ourselves in different ways. We put on a show. Kadosh Baruch Hu is real. There's nothing put on about him. He's pure MS. What does it mean to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by MS? I think it means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because that's who we are. That's who we are in our penimius. That's our essence that we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emes doesn't imitate other people. He doesn't follow the crowd. But rather, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah Perek Yud, he's osa emes mipnei shehu emes. He does what's right, what's true, because it's the right thing to do. Not because of social pressure or to get covered. For some other motive. He does what's right because that's who he is. That's who he is. That's what he's all about. So of course, he does mitzvahs and serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu because that's what he's about. Someone who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emes will be careful about every detail of every mitzvah that he does. He won't be satisfied with just doing what's required of him, just fulfilling his basic obligation. He'll be medactic in mitzvahs to fulfill each and every mitzvah in the best possible way because that's emes. That's the emes of mitzvah, the full mitzvah with all the diktuk, with all the details, everything. Someone who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emes doesn't do so only in public, where people can see. But even Bein HaZmanim, even during the summer months, in the office, even in the privacy of his own home, he's just as medaktik the mitzvahs, even though there's no one around. Because the ikar avoda of a person is how he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu when no one is looking, when no one sees anything that he's doing. That's the greatest of all. Because that's the real me. That's the real me. That's who I really am. That's the MS. That's the MS. And someone who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the MS, will do so even when it's difficult. Even when it's challenging, when it takes sacrifice. When it's inconvenient. When it's socially not so acceptable, maybe even when people will make fun of him. He'll always stand by the MS. He serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what the consequences are, because that's who he is. That's what he believes in. The first Rabbi in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph Sif Aleph, says, "V'lo yispayish v'nei bnei adam ha-maligim alav b'avodas Hashem yisbarach." A person shouldn't be embarrassed from those who might belittle him or disgrace him for what he's doing, for serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing mitzvahs. Gam b'hatznei alecha zokiramo b'shachva ha-mishkavo yeda l'femi v'shochim. Even Batznei Alechas, even when he's in the privacy of his own bedroom, he knows who's there with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with him. Wherever he is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the bathroom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, he's always there. Someone who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emes doesn't care about what other people are saying. He does what's right. He does what's right. Even if it takes sacrifice, it's hard sometimes. He does what's right, even Batznei, even when he's in the privacy of his own Dalet Amos. Because he's also MS Mimeshu MS. He does what's right because that's what's right. A true soldier is always ready, waiting for the next mission, no matter how difficult, no matter how risky. When a soldier gets a command to jump, he doesn't look to the side to see if there are other soldiers who are jumping too. He follows the command because that's how a soldier behaves. Rosh Hashanah is time to think about why we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a time to daven for Siyata D'Shmaya, V'tar Libeinu L'Ov D'Cha Be'emes. It's a time to daven that Hashem should help us to serve Him in the right way, Be'emes. To serve Him not just because it's a mitzvah, not just because other people around us are doing the same thing, but because that's who we really are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us reveal our panemius, our true essence, our emissive essence. Who are we really? That's what we're really davening for, Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the strength, the courage, and the taras haleh to serve in Be'emes. When he sees the heartfelt desire that we all have to serve him properly in the best possible way, and hopefully he'll respond favorably to all of our tefillos. So grant us all of our bakoshes. She'll be zochet to be nichtav, the nechtam, the sifron shel tzadikim. She'll be zochet to a year of health and happiness, a year of mazel and hatzlocha and bracha. May this year, the year Tavshin Pedyon, will be the year that we're finally zochet to see the ultimate geula beginning by a shlishi in the pair of.
Amen.